Hey guys, and welcome to my podcast, Not All Teens. Happy whatever day of the week you guys are listening to this, and let's get straight into my pod. So, I've been doing updates on Maya, so of course I'm going to do it again. So, I already have my list out, and the first thing on my list is that I've been playing lots of volleyball. So, I've been playing lots of volleyball because it's club season, and we've been having tournaments and practice every single week. It's been super fun because I love to play volleyball, and it's just been super busy. So right now, like, if you guys look on my Instagram, you guys see that I usually record, like, at my desk, but my legs are literally hurting so bad that I'm, like, laying down on my beanbag chair. Also, I'm recording in my closet, and I usually don't record in my closet, but one, I usually record, like, at night. So my brother's either sleeping or he's like eating dinner or like downstairs, but it's like 2:30, and he's not at school today. So he's at home crying around. So first I didn't want you guys to hear that. And also Emma Chamberlain, I don't know if you guys know who Emma Chamberlain is, but one of my main role models is Emma Chamberlain. I love her so much, and she has a podcast also. And she records in her closet, so I was like, of course I'm going to do the same thing as her and record in my closet, so yes. The other thing is, this is my last week of school for this term, and then I have spring break. I am so, I just realized that I don't know what I'm doing for spring break. But I'm very excited that it's spring break is coming up. I said this before, but I usually don't count down the days until spring break. But online school is super hard. And I think also I usually don't count down the days because I see my friends every day at school. But now that I'm not at school, I just do the learning part. And I don't get the fun part of seeing my friends and hanging out with them. So definitely counting down the days of spring break. The third thing, I don't know why I put this on here, but there's this ice cream bar that's like a strawberry and cream cheesecake kind of ice cream bar. And I've always been getting it since I was very little when there was like the ice cream trucks. And for some reason, TikTok knows that I love those ice cream bars. And they've been showing me all these TikToks that Walmart has those bars as a cake. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to get it so bad. So I just put that on my list that I wanted to get it. But the last things are, I've been planning a lot of fun stuff for this podcast. And I love this podcast with all my heart. So I'm very excited to for the future of it and to plan more exciting things for you guys to listen to. The other thing is, speaking on that also, I have a guest coming this month. I don't know if I'm going to do it like the middle of the month or the end of the month, but this month there's going to be a guest. Very, very excited. My first guest of this podcast. And yeah, that's all of updates on me. So let's get straight into Book of the Week. So this week's Book of the Week is We Were Liars by E. Lockhart. And let me give you guys my Goodreads description. So it says, a beautiful and distinct family, a private island, a brilliant damaged girl, a passionate boy, a group of four friends, the liars, whose friendship turns into destruction, a revolution, an accident, a secret, lies upon lies, true love, the truth. That's literally the description. Like, So let me give you guys my my review. So I gave this book a 9.5 out of 10, which is very high. Very high for the category of book that it is, because it's a like suspenseful, mystery, romance kind of book, and I get scared. If you know me in real life, like, if you know me, I get scared of everything. I am a scaredy cat. I cannot watch scary movies or I will have nightmares for literally ever. Like, I still have nightmares about the movie Us, and I've seen that movie 3 years ago. So I get scared very easily, so I don't usually go for the scary books when I go to the bookstore, but for some reason, I got this book. I asked for it because I kept seeing it on TikTok, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get it. So I asked for it for my birthday, got it, and I read some of it, and then I was like, oh, I don't really know if this is, like, I don't know if I really want to read this, you know? So I kind of took a break from it. I read, like, a bunch of more books between November and now. But I was going to go get my hair done last week, and I picked up this book, and I was like, okay, I might as well just finish it, because something that my grandpa said, oh my gosh, so off topic, but something that my grandpa said when I was telling him about, books that I read, he was telling me how I need to finish the books that I read. And some people argue that, no, like, why would you waste your time on a book that you don't like? But also, you don't want to become, create a habit of yourself of not finishing things. So it's kind of like that challenge between each other, that argument. But for some reason, that really stuck with me. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to finish this book. So I was getting my hair done, 6 hours in a chair, might as well do something productive. I read this book in an hour. It was so good. I'm not going to give away any spoilers, any character names, anything, but I loved it, and that's coming from someone that doesn't like suspenseful books. So yeah, I recommend it to anyone who loves to read something with the ending that they don't see coming, because I did not see the ending coming, and I literally sobbed. Like, I talked about this book to my other book friend, and we were literally talking about how much we cried, because it was so good. It was an experience. Like, you know, like, you go to Disneyland for the experience. Reading that book was an experience, and I loved it. Also, if you're looking for a book to read, it's pretty short. It's only like 300 pages, and the one that I have, the book that I have, has like extra stuff, so it might be like even less than 300 pages, but very, very good. I recommend it to anyone that wants to just get into reading or want something to get out of their book slump, because currently I am not in a book slump, because I literally have read 5 books in the last 2 weeks. But I know I'm gonna, because I just hopped out of a book slump. But I recommend it to anyone that just wants to read a book right now, you know, just go get it. It's called We Were Liars by E. Lockhart, and yeah, that's my updates on Maya and Book of the Week, and let's get into the second part of my podcast. Hey guys, and welcome to my Let's Really Talk, where I really talk about mental health, mental health struggles, anything related to that. And this week, by the title, you guys know, I'm talking about Not All Teens Say No. So, there's different, like, when you hear that title, you can think of different versions, like consent, or just like saying no because you don't want to, saying no, all these different kind of no's. But today I am talking really about saying no to people, that saying no as a person that is like a people pleaser or scared of other people's opinions and scared of other people's reactions when you say no, because that is 100% me. So I'm talking about that today. And it can be, oh my gosh, I hate when I say like so loud, but it can seem like, for some people, that saying no is something that's easy, but for me, it's complicated, and I know it's complicated for a lot of others, so that's why I want to talk about it. And also, I think the main reason that I am sometimes afraid to say no is because I want everyone to like me. I'm afraid of disappointing others and that kind of thing. So if that's you, keep listening. Or even if that's not you, keep listening. So I want to say a little story, because I always say a little story relating to my topic. In the beginning of, I keep saying In the beginning of quarantine, I was invited to a lot of different gatherings from different people, and it was more of like April-ish, like we're still thinking that we have 2 weeks off of school, but there's a lot of rumors on what COVID is. We're not 100, no one's 100% sure. Like, nobody in my area knows how deadly it is. So, but my parents know that we need to stay inside and we need to be safe. So, me getting invited to all these different gatherings from my friends and me not having seen my friends in, like, a couple weeks, it's like, I want to go see my friends, but also I can't see my friends because I want to stay safe and I want to keep others safe around me. But I don't want my friends to not be my friends anymore because I said no to them or I said I don't want to hang out. I don't want them to think that I don't like them. I don't want them to think any of that. So that was really hard. It wasn't really, really hard, but it was hard for me to communicate that to them, especially during that time. It was very fragile in a lot of people's relationships because you weren't sure when you were going to see them again, so you wanted to hang out as much as possible. But yeah, I was very afraid to say no to my friends because I didn't want to mess up our friendship, and I didn't want anybody to seem like I didn't like them anymore or anything like that. So I found some great tips to use when saying no. I got these tips from scienceofpeople.com, psychcenter.com, and inc.com. So I did some research. So the first thing is plan out your no's ahead of time. I have an English class, and my teacher makes us watch he makes us watch TED Talks, and one of the TED Talks that we watched was also about saying no, and I didn't watch it for this, but I remember some of it, and the lady did say this, planning out your no's ahead of time, and it's like, it's simple, it's like somebody asks you to hang out, like your friend's like, okay, do you want to go to the pool on Saturday? And you know that you have a lot of homework on Saturday, or you know you have something else already planned, and you don't want to say no, like right away because you're scared. You're like, I don't want to miss the opportunity to hang out with my friend, but also I already have plans. So, like, not stringing them on. And knowing in the moment, as soon as you see that text, you know that you can't go. You have to say no as soon as you see the response. And not try to change up your schedule for it, depending on what it is. But, like, if you know you have something important and that's not as important and you can do that at another time, don't try to fit it into your schedule just because you're afraid of saying no. Or not telling your friend no until the day before, because that is also like very it can damage your relationships of stringing. You don't want to string, like, mess up your relationship of stringing somebody on or being flaky kind of like that, because that can really like mess up communication and trust. So when you know that you can say no, just say no. It becomes easier as you start to do it, but definitely doing that. And then the second thing is the idea of refusal from rejection. So that's kind of complicated for me because I feel like anything I say, everyone takes to heart. Just because I take a lot of things to heart, but I feel like everyone doesn't take everything as seriously as I do. So just remembering that, like, if you're turning down someone, you're turning down a request, you're not turning down their whole life. You're not turning down the whole however long your friendship has been, relationship, etc. You're not turning that whole thing down. You're not, well, depending on the question, you're not, rejecting everything, you know, just by saying no one time. That's not how it always is. So just knowing that one request from someone and your answer doesn't define your whole relationship. It doesn't define, it also doesn't define who you are as a person, because you can say no to something and still have a healthy relationship with someone. I think that is a healthy relationship, is saying no when you want to say no. And then the last thing is being firm with your no. So I, as I've been saying this whole little segment, I have like a hard time with that. And something that I've learned is that if someone's like, hey, do you want to hang out? And you're like, no, like, I don't know, not really. Like, they can get the impression that you want to, but you just don't know how to say yes, instead of them not knowing that actually you don't want to, you just don't know how to say no. So just, like, being very firm with it, being like, no, I don't want to, did I say go get ice cream or something? Like, no, I don't want to do that. You know, being firm with it and definitely being confident with it, so people know that you're saying no. People know what's up and what your final answer is, and being comfortable with that. So I know as a teenager that saying no can be very hard, especially to adults, because you don't want to seem disrespectful and you don't want to seem like you are trying to fight them or anything. Like, I see other adults that seem like that. But just remember, like, you guys are both human. You guys are both equally as important. So if someone gives you a request that you're not comfortable with or anything, no matter their age, you can still say no. Like, don't forget that. You can still say no, no matter what. So thank you for listening to my say no, and let's get to the last part of my pod. Hey guys, and welcome to the last part of my segment of my show called What's on My Mind, where I talk about what's on my mind. So this part of the show is definitely all my opinions, nothing I look up and use a source for, like Let's Really Talk. So everything I say comes straight from my brain to typing on my notes and I talk about. So today I'm talking about cancel culture. My definition of cancel culture is a trend where if you're like a famous person with a big platform, an actor, a lot of people know you, etc., and you post something bad or inappropriate, you are stated as canceled and shouldn't therefore be supported anymore, as cancel culture says. So in my opinion, this is beyond toxic, and I feel for like TikTok stars or TikTok teenagers that are growing up, that are normal people. They suddenly get a large platform and they have to not make mistakes or they're canceled, which is crazy because we're all humans and we're going to make mistakes. So being canceled for a mistake, I can't imagine how harmful that can be for yourself and mess up your confidence and your self-esteem and all those kind of things. So I just feel like that's very toxic as a teenager or just as a person. And I feel like humans shouldn't be able to just cancel another human for making a mistake, because as humans, we're going to make mistakes. So it's like, why are you canceling me for making a mistake? Just because I have a platform doesn't mean I'm going to be perfect, you know? But I feel that sometimes cancel culture is necessary for people that, like, do major bad things. Not mistakes, but bad things like sexual assault, racism, or, like, harming others. Those are big mistakes that I feel like, rather than saying, like, cancel them, more like take away their platform, because that's how people support them, and people shouldn't support people that do bad things like that. But I also think that cancel culture can benefit other people, because if you were to like have a big platform and you accidentally say something that you didn't know was bad at the time, that's not like not like really bad, but something maybe about someone's religion or like culture, not cancel culture, but their culture, and you say something about that and you don't do your research and you don't know some, you don't know like the facts about it, and people just cancel you for that. The way that this generation goes, most likely if you do something like that and you like apologize and everything, you won't be like canceled for the rest of your life, and that way people give you an opportunity to learn from your mistake and just learn how to not do that again and be more careful about what you say online because it's always there. But also it's crazy because cancel culture is very, it seems like people pick and choose who they cancel, even if these two people were going to do the same thing. And I feel like that can be like, if someone's a boy and they do something and like people are like, oh, that's fine. But if a girl does it, it's really bad. Or just somebody of different races. Like sometimes cancel people like pick and choose who they cancel just be even if they do the same thing. So that's just something that I feel like that's very toxic also. And I more and believe in just taking someone's platform away for doing a big mistake. Like not a big mistake, but something really bad, rather than just saying you're going to cancel them and then supporting them the next day, you know? So that's like my overall opinion on it. So yeah, thanks for listening to my podcast. Go follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and I will see you guys next week. Maybe we'll have a guest next week, maybe the week after that. But yeah, see you guys later. Bye.